I'm Jeff Newkirk, the host of Game Changers. I talk to people who have done something to make this world a better place. People who are working to make a significant and profound change. So it's simple. Inspire and educate and let's go change this world. Welcome to the show. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Game Changers. I love talking to coaches. I love talking to executive coaches. I always learn a lot from them. And I got somebody on the podcast today that I know we're going to learn a lot from. His name is Andrew Anderson. Andrew, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Jeff, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be with you. You got a great thing going here. And then I want to thank the listener for spending time with us today. What do you want to know about me? I take people that come and they're like, my business, my life, one of these is going to fall apart at any moment. They've tried the other coaching. They've been to counseling and therapy and talked to their pastor and they feel like they've tried it all. And when they come to me, we find what's going on at a deep unconscious level that has got them to this place that maybe no one else has really helped them figure out. And we don't treat symptoms. We go directly to the actual causes of why people are struggling in their business and their personal life.
So that's deep waters. I'm a coach myself, business coach, executive coach, been a business consultant, spent 30 years in the corporate world, but I don't get to the in-depth analysis that you do. You called it life transformation coaching. Yeah. Now that seems really, really deep. Can you explain that a little bit?
What I've learned in the 9 years and 700 individuals I've coached is that your business is only going to grow to the extent that you do. And if we are hacking at the leaves and branches of change in our business without getting to the roots of transformation in your life, then we're going to be mowing down these same weeds for the rest of your career. So we got to get to the root causes, what's going on internally that is allowing for these external factors to keep showing up in your business and your life.
So give us an example of perhaps somebody that you've worked with or an average client, if there is such a thing. They come to you, they're like, man, Andrew, my business is struggling. Help me out. What's next?
Yeah, so one of the things that I love to do as a coach is to treat each individual as a whole person, meaning we can't just separate what's going on in your business from what's going on in your relationship or your family or your fitness or your faith. And so we take a holistic approach and I ask, how fulfilled are you in each of these areas? And I use a wheel of life and we find which area would you love to wave a magic wand over and bring up to a 10 out of 10? And once we get down to those details as to what's really holding them back, we begin to find the beliefs and the emotions that are buried deep that are showing up in terms of, I'm not converting leads, or I'm not closing sales, or I'm not holding on to employees, or I'm not whatever it is.
Well, you referenced the wheel of life, and that's a tool that I've used in the past, but a lot of our listeners may not know what the wheel of life is. Can you explain that a little bit?
So the wheel of life I use is six different areas. It's career, relationship, family, fitness and nutrition, personal growth and development, and spirituality. And we look at each one of those and decide on a scale of 1 to 10, how fulfilled are you? And ideally, we want a big, round, circular wheel. And most people's are kind of funky shapes. It's a great, just holistic view of what's going on in someone's world.
And when you start working with somebody and they kind of rank their different, you said six different areas, and they rank one maybe lower than another, do you just automatically dive in and say, let's get going on this area? Or
no, because that's consultant work. I get to decide what's wrong and where we go. What I believe is true coaching is helping the client identify where they believe, so they have ownership and we develop self-reliance rather than being dependent upon me as the coach. So what I ask is, which of these areas would you love to have a breakthrough in? Knowing that if we could bring this one up to a 10, it would be the first domino that would help everything else get even better. That's where I start.
And how did you get started in coaching to begin with? What you said you've been at it for, did you say 7 years, 9 years?
Yeah, 9 years.
9 years and 700 clients.
700 clients, yes. Yeah,
so it's a big number. So how did you get started?
It started in my parents' basement 10 years ago. And wow. The story goes like
kind of reminds me of Wayne's World.
Yeah, except with a lot more tears and a lot less...
fewer guitars?
Exactly. 10 years ago, I was at the height of my teaching career. I was teaching high school students. I just finished my master's degree. My wife and I were being transferred back to Boise, Idaho, our hometown. We were out of state for 4 years. We had two beautiful little girls and a third on the way. And I was just loving
congratulations.
Life. Yeah. Now that was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Got that it. Was 10 years ago, August of 2013. Okay. And right now this recording, it's August of 2023. So for those that are listening beyond that, that's the time frame. But I was loving life. And we had this little girl that was born in the month of August. And then 3 weeks later, my wife said that she wanted to separate. I found myself moving into my parents' basement. And the circumstances were that I was no longer able to be teaching at the time. So I lost my career and I was losing my marriage and I wasn't able to hold this little girl or be with my other little girls each day. And I believe that I had 100% failed, not only her and my girls, but God. And I didn't see how any of this could be redeemed. That's what got me out of my career of teaching. And it was the very beginning of what I now, 10 years later, get to do as an author, a speaker, and a coach.
Wow. You had a very challenging time in your life, tough experience. Hopefully all is well now and that either at the top of your game or getting towards the top of your game.
So the 10 years in between landed me in real estate because my brother thought living in my parents' basement and having a job that doesn't pay a salary and 100% commission where you have to show up and pretend like you're mentally and emotionally stable. He thought like, yeah, but maybe you should do that. So I did. I started selling real estate for a year and then I started coaching. And I've been coaching full time for the last 9 years, helping others pull themselves out of that deep, dark place that's preventing them from growing their businesses. And working on the individual, like I had so many people pour in and help me come out of my dark night of the soul.
Well, and I'm sure you've come across several people that have been or are going through sort of a challenging time. I think that the way things are going on right now in our country, we're so divided and not to get into politics at all, but we seem to be really as a society sort of on edge and unhappy. And I'd really like to get us back to at least having some good conversations and every day seeing some glimmer of hope and that positivity. Are you seeing some, you know, negativity where you're at in Boise and with your clients?
Well, you're asking a coach who wrote a book and the subtitle is How to Find Courage and Compassion in a Turbulent World. So the book is Strength of the Oak, Strength of the Willow. And how to find courage and compassion in a turbulent world. I think it's fascinating that when we stop consuming media and start producing it, meaning we are no longer being scripted and told, but we are writing the script ourselves and we are deciding what we're creating instead of critiquing what everyone else is creating, then we see a lot more good. Because we're writing the story rather than having the story be read to us. So I do recognize that there are a lot of challenges in our world today. And yet the clients and the people I surround myself with, we're playing offense. We're playing to win rather than playing not to lose and trying to understand the enemy and figure out how to defend ourselves here.
Being on offense is the way to be. Being proactive, not reactive. Tell us about your book. Love the title. And tell us a little bit about the book and how our listeners can get a copy.
The best place I like to get a copy is on Amazon. I'm sure your people know how to do that as well. But when I finished my master's degree in education 10 years ago, I swore off writing forever, Jeff. I said, I will never write anything ever again. I said it would take an act of God to get me to write.
Well, God acted.
That's exactly what happened. It was actually February 1st of the year 2020. So if you remember, that was 2 weeks before what we now call that worldwide pandemic. And I was standing...
Hard to forget, Andrew. I'd like to forget, but never will.
So I'm standing in the Virgin River in Zion National Park, which is in southern Utah. Have you ever been, Jeff?
I've not, no. But I've seen pictures and it's beautiful.
Well, you and every listener should put it on their bucket list. Like Zion National Park, one of the most gorgeous places in the entire world. I had never been before and I'm standing there looking up at this sheer rock wall that goes on for hundreds of feet. And I'm just like enveloped in the majesty of this creation. And I'm having one of these moments where I'm like, I got a tear coming down my eye and I'm feeling it. And as quickly as all of this came to me, it soon left when the words came into my mind, Andrew, this is a rock. You're my son. Imagine what others will experience when you are fulfilling the measure of your creation. Now I'm just like, that one tear has turned into like 1,000, and I'm no longer thinking about the rock. I'm just like feeling like compelled and called, and I don't even know what it means. And I'm gaining my composure. And as I walk away, the words came into my mind, strength of the oak, strength of the willow. And I knew immediately that I needed to write a book, had no idea what it was going to be about or how I was going to do it. I just knew it needed to be done.
And so obviously that was a very profound moment for you and something that you'll never forget. Tell us a little bit about the contents of the book. What can we expect when we read it?
So the analogy of the oak and the willow is a beautiful complementary metaphor that we all have oak-like strengths, strengths of courage, strengths of being bold and committed, of not being able to break when the storms of life come because we're so rooted in our values and principles. And yeah. I teach you how to find a life mission that will drive you forward and live a life of longevity like the oak does. On the other side of the spectrum, we have the complementary, not competing, strength of the willow, which mm-hmm. can bend in a storm without breaking, which teaches us about compassion for ourselves and others when we fall short, humility and grace. And when we do have leaves and branches blown off, those leaves and branches of a willow will plant themselves immediately and begin to grow a new tree. So I teach the principles that I have discovered from my own life, as well as those that I've been able to coach, and how they can be implemented into everyone's life.
Again, you said the book is available on Amazon, and it's fairly recently you wrote this. It's been out how long?
We launched it the end of January of 2023.
Well, best of luck with the book. I'm sure it'll do quite well.
Thank you.
Andrew, in the spirit of game changers and thinking through your life and how you got to this point here today, who have been some of the game changers in your life that have helped you along the way, especially through this journey that you've been on?
Yeah, let me give you two that have come before and two that are here now. Some of my greatest mentors and those that have supported and coached me, I've never met. And one of those would be Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, one of the most powerful spiritual books outside of Holy Writ that I've ever read. Yeah. And his story of surviving the camps, and we call them concentration camps, but they were actually just execution camps, right? Mm-hmm. So he survived that execution camp and he wrote his book, Man's Search for Meaning, in 9 days because he had been writing it while in that concentration camp. So he is one of my heroes that has helped me get to where I'm at today.
That's a good one.
Give credit to Viktor Frankl. And then I have a strong faith in Jesus Christ. And so as I pour into scripture, I can't not give him credit for the principles that I've been raised in my entire life that have helped me have a foundation of faith.
Very good.
Those are the two that have gone before. And then I'll give you two that are currently here. I believe that more of the angels that are being sent our way are those that we can see. They are friends and family that are around us. And mm-hmm. I had angelic parents that let me live in their home, that never shamed me, that helped me remember my roots and helped me get out of their house. And that separation from 10 years ago turned into a divorce. And then I am now remarried and we've added a bunch more kids and we've had children together and I get to be the father of 7. And no longer living in my parents' basement. So very grateful for mom and dad. Who would be the two living angels that are so supportive.
Well, those are definitely good game changers. So good segue to the next question. And that is, in your opinion, what does it take to be a game changer?
I think you have to take ownership of the game. And my book starts in the first chapter with a quote by Viktor Frankl himself, which I would love to read to your audience today. He said about those concentration camps that there were always choices to make. Every day, every hour offered the opportunity to make a decision which determined whether you would or would not submit to those powers which threatened to rob you of your very self, your inner freedom, which determined whether you would or would not become the plaything of circumstance, renouncing freedom and dignity to become molded into the form of the typical inmate. we want to change the game, we have to change the player. And if the player changes the game and they take ownership and they're no longer a victim of their circumstances, they're a victor, like Viktor Frankl, someone that's willing to own and make the changes necessary to get the results that they want.
That is very profound and heavy, but I couldn't agree more. So there are a lot of folks out there today, and then we said earlier, there's some uneasiness, a lot of stress, a lot of fear, a lot of fear amongst our society or in our society. How do you, and especially you addressed it in the book, how do you go about helping somebody develop courage? We need to be more courageous. We need to be able to be proactive and not reactive.
Sure.
How do you work with somebody to build courage?
I love that word courage. It's on the front page of my book as the subtitle. And the word courage comes from the French word cœur. And cœur in French means heart. So when we have courage, we are leading with our heart. And our heart will only go where our mind tells it to go. And if we want to have a change of heart, we have to change our mind. So I think about what Jesus said. He said, fear not, only believe. And so the place that I go first with people that are struggling with fears and they're lacking heart and they're not showing up courageously is we have to identify what those beliefs are at a deep unconscious level. And as a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, this is what I do differently than most professionals in the coaching and therapy world, is we find out what those root causes are and we take care of them immediately so we can change the beliefs. We change the mind, we change the heart, we change the heart, we change the world.
Can you say that one more time? Because that's something to remember. That's definitely a nugget I want listeners to walk away with.
If someone's struggling with fear, we identify where those fears come from. What are those limiting beliefs, those decisions that have been made? When we can change those decisions and beliefs, we change the mind. And when we change the mind, we change the heart. And a changed heart will change the world.
And you said that Jesus is certainly a game changer for you, game changer for me as well. Do you have a favorite scripture passage that you kind of go to once in a while?
Yeah, I love Matthew 11:28-30. Where he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my rest, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that yoke is like an oxen, right? These oxen are yoked together with this big, heavy wooden thing that keeps them tied together. And as we're moving forward, we don't have to pull as much as Jesus. We just need to keep up our pace and let him pull for us. And when we do so, it's a lot easier than when we're trying to do it alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Let go and let God. That's something that my wife tells me all the time, and she's right.
She is right. It's a good wife.
Yeah, she is. I'm very fortunate. Three people that you would like to meet. So this is a fun question, kind of random, but three people that you'd like to meet could be living currently, could be historic, anywhere, anytime in our history. Three people.
I would love to meet Stephen Covey, who has passed on. Mm-hmm. He is one of the first people that I started reading and learning from. Ironically, my dad had him as a professor in college at BYU. And before he ever wrote Seven Habits, my dad was learning about spiritual roots of human relations from the feet and mouth of Stephen Covey.
Your dad was sharpening the saw, learned how to sharpen the saw back then before we all knew about sharpening the saw.
and my dad was one of the greatest salespeople and the most loving, kind, service-oriented. And I didn't realize that my dad was teaching me through his example what Stephen Covey had taught through his lectures.
Wonderful. Okay. There's one, Stephen Covey.
Yeah, Stephen Covey would be one. The second person that I would love to meet someday would be Steve Young. So I guess it's the name Stephen.
Oh, okay.
I grew up as a 49ers fan. And
you got kind of a BYU theme going there.
Yeah, BYU thing. So Steve Young, I promise I'll break away from Steve's and from BYU. But
that's okay.
Steve Young, I watched as a quarterback and when I was a young boy in the 90s. And he recently released a book this year called The Law of Love. And someone who showed up throughout the entirety of his career and continues to do so today on ESPN and now as an author. And he's someone that I look up to greatly. And then the last person that I would love to meet someday would be Mother Teresa, someone who embodied the principles that Christ taught throughout his life. And I don't even want to talk to her. I just want to be in her presence. I just want to sit in a room with her for like 2 hours and just soak in her being.
somebody who is so kind and loving no matter what the circumstance.
Exactly.
And yeah, and would be there to give and to help, background, no matter who they are. Yeah, we all need a little bit of Mother Teresa in us. One last fun question, Andrew. If you were elected president tomorrow, and now you're President Andrew Anderson, what is on your task list? What do you want to accomplish?
Oh, well, you said earlier not to make things political. What I would first...
Or you can if you want to, but... Yeah. You know, I'll leave that up to you.
Sure. I mean, what I would first and foremost do is I would go back to instilling the principles that our country was founded upon in the home, and focus on the home before and as much or more so than we even do the school system and setting. And I would empower fathers and mothers and families to live the principles that we have endured for so long and that seem to be getting lost.
Love it. Well, this has been a great conversation. Learned a lot about you. You're making a big difference out there in Boise, Idaho. And I'm assuming that people can get in touch with you virtually as well.
Absolutely.
Share with everybody your contact information and how can people learn more about.
Yeah. So you can find the book on Amazon, Strength of the Oak, Strength of the Willow, How to Find Courage and Compassion in Turbulent World. My name is Andrew L. Anderson. You can find me on social media. And then as a gratitude, as a way to give back to your listeners and your tribe and to you, Jeff, I wish I could offer more, but I do 3 to 5 podcasts a week right now. So my calendar will allow me to offer your tribe 3 spots for the first 3 listeners to do a 30-minute life, business, whatever we need to be working on, consultation. And they can do so by going to freecall.andrewlanderson.com. And the first 3 people I would love to spend 30 minutes with.
Wonderful. Say that address one more time because give you a chance for people to write it down.
That's right. It's freecall.andrewlanderson.com.
Excellent. And we'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well and get that out on social so people can get you. Andrew, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for being here. And before I close for today, I want to thank our sponsor, Magic Mind. Now, Magic Mind is this new drink that I tried about a couple months ago. Andrew, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's called, again, Magic Mind. And you can find it at magicmind.com. And it's just this little 2-ounce green drink, but it's kind of sweet. It's got a bunch of vitamins in it, and I take it every morning with my coffee. Gives me focus and energy throughout the day. And you can find it at magicmind.com. And I'm grateful to them for being a sponsor of Game Changers. Andrew, thank you so much for being on Game Changers. Great conversation. Appreciate it. I wish you the very best of luck in your career and all the changes that you're going to make with people. So
thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for being here. And listeners, today was a great day. Tomorrow's going to be even better. Peace, everyone. Find out more about the show at GameChangersWithJeff.com. And make sure you're following Game Changers on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are everywhere. Never miss an episode. We appreciate you listening. Grateful for your following.